Com, a good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am still here looking. I'm looking dapper today.
There
I came
go,
ready to
looking
be
sharp.
A radio show host. I'm Pastor John
sharp
McClain in my pastor attire here on a Sunday with Andreas Ruiz of the I Believe in Myself clan. For those who do not believe in themselves, please give Andreas Ruiz a call because I definitely must say you've transformed my life, brother.
Yeah,
like you really have.
You too,
like
man.
Whether
shoot.
It's this yeah. radio show, you told me to, you got me into business consulting and business coaching. We're now on the precipice of Entrepreneurship Academy, something that I think will revolutionize people's lives
Absolutely.
That either are entrepreneurs or want to be. So it's like,
yeah, man.
Whew,
yeah.
Thank you, Andreas
thank you,
Ruiz.
Man,
I like you. You're a good dude,
and
you, like usual, have introduced us. Both of our guests today, both one are power women.
Uh-huh. You know, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Power people, rather, shall I say? Because man or woman, these are some powerful people.
Absolutely.
And both you have introduced this show to.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well done, Andreas Ruiz.
Yeah,
pat
man.
Yourself on both sides of your back, if you do not mind.
There
yes. Well done.
Yes.
So, thank you all for being here once again. But as much as we want to give Andreas his due credit and praise, there is one that deserves the praise above us all. Because without him, we would not be connected and we would not have the blessings and the love and all of the goodness that comes into our life. And we show him a little love with the Lord's Prayer every single week. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And it's just like, that's the way you started off. Like, that's the way I was always taught is like, you put God first, and then it's like family, and then some other stuff. I don't know.
Yes.
But like, you just started off with him, and then we give him the rest of the good stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Which definitely we have today on the show. Margie Baker with the owner of Big Heart Cat Coffee, which is, if you do not know about this place, you're going to know, and I'm excited to talk about it. And then later in the show, we have, I think easy to say, our favorite guest on this show. Sorry, Margie, but she's pretty awesome, and her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera, and she's the superintendent of Tucson International Academy.
Yes.
Another powerhouse to this city that we're blessed to have.
Yes, but, yes.
Before we get to her, let's get to the person of the 30-minute block.
Yes.
Mrs. Margie Baker.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome, Margie. Thank you for being here. I appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You know, I met Margie, about 2-3 years ago. And, you know, she supported us with a podcast that I had. So, you know, very supportive of local businesses. So I really appreciate her for that. So, but let's get to her, you know, let's listen to what she's got to say. So tell us, Margie, what's, you know, what is Big Heart Coffee?
So I have a coffee shop, Big Heart Coffee.
Nice.
And even though we do serve local baked goods, local coffees, locally sourced teas, it's also a place that supports the community right around us by giving artists or people doing their own thing. I have people who make their own soaps, their own jewelry, but I also give back by giving to the animal shelters. We do work with organizations that help abused women and children, the homeless shelter, the soup kitchens, IMU 360 to provide hygiene items to those living in poverty.
Is that where the connection is? Because you're friends with, what's her name?
No, that's, yeah.
That actually
I know.
All happened
Desiree.
Organically.
Yeah.
And,
and what's her name?
Desiree Cook.
Yeah, Desiree Cook, yeah.
I think, did she meet you before we had her on the show? I'm not sure. Because Margie
we haven't had her on the show yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually had met Desiree when I think it's one of her family members had written a book and it was at a book signing.
Oh, nice.
And then she's doing the Tiny House Village and they were planning meetings at the shop too.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
That's cool. And like, I was just thinking as you're initially saying it, is it not everybody's dream to have a coffee shop? Like, I think, like, I know for me, like certainly I could see my, I think in my life I've planned on having a coffee shop, and like it was like an internet cafe was the thought to have like a little place where people can come and just get on our computers or something like that. But that's so super cool. Just like how, like if there's, you know, there's more to, you know, just, you know, this idea that everybody wants a coffee shop, but then what?
Mine's a little different, and I want it to be a place where people actually connect and come together. Mm-hmm. And I do like that I've had people say that they feel at home there. I have big, comfortable, cushy seats and places for people to have business meetings, to get together with friends. I do like that I have a lot of regular customers, and they all know each other. I'm on 22nd Street between Swan and Craycroft, by the Desert Pet Center.
Okay. And then, so what inspired you to do a coffee shop? I mean, I say, you know, I say it in jest that everybody wants to do a coffee shop, but it takes a lot. Like I've started, you're looking to your right, you can see a banner that has four organizations that I've started, but I've never had the goal to start a coffee shop. So, you know, where did that all come from?
That just all kind of came together from other things I was already doing. Mm-hmm. I've always worked in either some kind of customer service job anyway. The idea to add the community service to it is something that I kind of did a little bit out of necessity because I'm married, I do have children, and I was using a lot of household resources to kind of do my own thing and giving things away or doing things for people that I was doing it, you know, on a personal level, sometimes to the detriment
of your own resources and your own well-being. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So my husband actually wanted me to do this so that I had my own outlet for doing something that I was pretty much compelled to do.
Yeah, he sounds like a really smart guy. Seems like you're lucky to have a good power force on your hands there. That's cool.
So, and he actually did, as far as finance, back it from the start. You know, so a little bit for his own personal reasons. He had his own angle
you're partners,
for it.
Why not, you know? Yeah. That's super cool. That's cool. And then we have probably about 30 seconds before we get out of here. Again, I guess kind of let's first talk about the address and then the phone number, and then I'll bring us into break.
Okay. The address is 4802 East 22nd Street.
Nice.
And my phone number is 520-777-7761.
Nice. And that's a Big Heart Coffee for those that are listening out there. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. If you want more information on the show, go to veteranrescuemission.org. We certainly can use all the help we can get for our Homeless Veteran Transition Program, our thrift store, and one of the many radio shows that we're part of to get people connected with the benefits they need and get all the helps to people that need it. Thank you again for listening. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by the Veterans Rescue Mission. I am Andres, your coach and speaker, alongside Pastor John McClain and the lovely Margie Baker in the house, mm-hmm. owner of Big Hard Coffee.
Yeah.
And over the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, we're curious about some specials that you might have in the coffee shop. So I don't know, do you have any specials that you'd like to mention?
When I heard John talking, it did kind of trigger me to think about the fact that Big Heart Coffee does like to give back to the veterans and our military. Mm-hmm. And every Monday we do give 40% off to anybody coming in that is military, present or past.
Nice.
Our police, our fire departments,
that's
people in the medical field.
That's a pretty hefty discount. That's pretty nice. 40% off.
It's intended to be. I want people to come and take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Especially now, things are hard for lots of people.
Yeah.
So I would like to see people come in and take advantage of it.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, at 40%, like mm-hmm.
It's a good deal, man.
For me, I get it. And I think other veterans will get it. We'll be blasting that out as far as we can, because, you know, the little bit that'll help that mental health, or that will help someone just feel better. You know, sometimes that's all it takes. So
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Yeah. And then like you're saying about mental health, I bet you that just by going to the coffee shop and hanging out there, you probably are helping people with their mental health right now. Especially right now, they need that connection. So I'm glad that you're doing that for them.
And we also do promote different social gatherings. We do have a game mm-hmm. night. It's every other Thursday night.
Nice.
We have had people that are new to town or, you know, feel isolated. It gives you a chance to come out mm-hmm. and, you know, even in small groups, get to know people, be with other people, you know, to have something to do, have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
When things open up a little more, I'd like to see us back in doing shows. I've had people just start to trickle in and book to do some live music shows and everything nice. Coming mm-hmm. up in May. So we're on Facebook and Instagram, and we do have different things like that advertised or posted ahead of time. We also have different charity drives for the soup kitchens, for school supplies for the kids, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, those would also be social outlets for people that have been missing that for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I really do appreciate that. And those game nights, it sounds like a lot of fun. And like you said, even people that are coming into town, you're bringing those in and making them feel at home. And tell us a little bit of just how has COVID impacted your business during this past year?
It's been quite a white knuckle.
I can imagine. And how old is the coffee shop again? I think you
told me 3 years old.
3 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it hits you right in the gut.
It really uh-huh. did. Mm-hmm. And for the holidays, I actually got taken out of circulation for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
So there were really some rough mm-hmm. times. I was in the hospital from the Saturday after Thanksgiving to the week of Christmas.
So when you say take out of circulation, I thought you were talking about the business had to be closed for a month. You, as a human, were taken out of circulation.
I was in the hospital, yeah.
Man.
I had pneumonia. I didn't have the virus. I had pneumonia, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to say good or bad, or yeah, at least you're great. And she's in great shape now for the the radio audience. I can't see her. She definitely looks like she could jog at least around the block without any issues. But
it's been a hard year.
And when
year.
Did that happen, you said?
The Saturday right after Thanksgiving all the way till the week of Christmas. Christmas was a little bleak for the Baker household.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. How was that experience for you? Like, what did you learn from that experience?
Actually, it was kind of humbling. It makes you realize what's important.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I took COVID as a whole. I think, I mean, sprinkled on this desk here, you see how both me and Andreas took it. You know, it's like God looks you in the face and goes, you know, what's important to you? And whatever is important, that's where you need to put your energy at.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell us more about that. Yeah.
just, you know, there's so much anger and negativity, and it's really kind of come to the surface with a lot of people. And you have to sort through it all and decide what you're going to give your energies to and what you're not going to give your energies to, and find the positives. Because there's plenty of positive out there. Just sometimes you have to look a little harder. And this past year, it's been a little harder. Look a little harder, look a little deeper. It's been a year. Gotcha. I mean, for everybody. And everybody's been affected. Everybody. And I think a lot of people forget that.
So during this time, like, what did you do during COVID to keep your business moving forward and just to, you know, keep that positivity? And
I actually had to work a lot more hours personally. And my family, like my children and everything, they've put in more of their time. So if anything, it's become more of a family owned and functioned business. The people who are there now are that work for me are friends.
It sounds like a Disney story that you're telling me here. So if this is a movie that comes out, this is really touching.
More tight-knit family, and the people who care are the people who are there and that are still there.
That was my thoughts, is like, what is, I'm guessing you have like this new community that's kind of you've built back after, you know, what you dealt with.
Your own pack.
My
daughter calls it a tribe, so.
So a brand new tribe that you have. Would you say a new tribe after COVID versus prior to COVID?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, some of the faces are still the same, but, you know, some have had to shift out, and there's been some that have moved in, and it always surprises you when things get hard, because the people who step up and make themselves present aren't always the people that you think they're going to be. So
who's some of the regulars that we can say hey to right now? Is there a Jim or a Bob?
There's a James.
James. Hey, James.
A Val.
Hey, Val, thanks for continually believing in what Margie and her family are doing. And next time, leave an extra coffee as a pay it forward for a veteran.
And that's awesome, because they are veterans as well, past veterans.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your service.
Yes.
And we are close to the Border Patrol offices. Awesome. and the military base, so we do get a lot of them in.
Cool. Nice. Awesome. So just to wrap this up, like, how can, you know, let's give people the information again. How can people contact you or get more information about Big Heart Coffee, or how can they support you?
We do have a Facebook page. We do have an Instagram page.
Okay.
We're located on 22nd Street at 4802 East 22nd Street. We are always taking donations, be it for the animal shelters, for hygiene items, for food pantry, for the homeless shelters. Stop in and drop things off. If you have things that you're not using, they could make a world of difference to somebody. And stop and get a cup of coffee while you're there.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, awesome. Yeah, awesome. Thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate it. Margie, keep up the great work, you know, supporting our community. And this is what the Common Good Radio Show is about, you know, just bringing in wonderful people like yourself. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yep. So we'll be right back after these messages. With the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veterans Rescue Mission.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
This is the that's next hour, the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. This is actually the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am on both, but on this one, I'm Pastor John McClain. On that one, I'm Pastor John McClain. So, and on this one, the co-host of the show is Andreas Ruiz.
Yes,
of
sir.
The brand I Believe in Myself. It's a coaching group. It is a speaking group. It is a group that changes the world. So definitely reach out to them.
Yes.
And he joins me here making radio magic every week.
Yes, sir.
And this other show I was speaking of, the Make It College Come True radio show, is with the person to his left.
Mm-hmm.
That she brings just this power, this energy to the room that I get to share
Absolutely.
With her every week. And I'm sorry you don't get to, Andreas.
I know, man.
But
just stay.
Hey, yeah. He'll get to a little bit today.
Yes,
yeah, Andreas
yes.
will actually be a semi-guest today, so
yes.
it'll be cool having him on. But that voice, that person I speak of that, as you can tell, I love so very much, is named Dr. Jennifer Herrera. This is the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator. If you were lucky enough to have her as your teacher, lucky you. She is the author, someone who was actually an author before both me and Andreas
yes.
were authors.
Probably before
mentioned.
You were born.
Yeah. Of the book Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success.
Yes.
And she is the, I think it's safe to say, the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And on the
yeah.
streets and in the schoolyard, they call her Dr. J.
Yeah. Hello,
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah. Man, so I'm excited to definitely have you on today because I feel like, man, it's been forever.
I know.
Yeah, we used to be like the Coco host of this show at one point. You're on so much, but I feel like it's been forever since we've talked about what Tucson International Academy does and what they're up to. And like, let me ask you the question that I love to ask all the teachers you bring on and all the different people that work at Tucson International Academy. Let's say I just don't know, never heard of it before. What is Tucson International Academy?
Tucson International Academy is a charter school.
Mm.
So that means free public education,
mm-hmm.
but
nice.
It feels more like private education
mm-hmm.
because
Absolutely.
It's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
We get to know the kids. We get to know everything, really. And it's K-12 in one building.
Mm.
And that one building is only 150 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So the big kids know the little kids know the big kids. For some people, they say, oh gosh, that must be a nightmare. But it's not. The big kids know what they're signing up for when they come, that they're going to be role models and leaders
mm-hmm.
that the little ones look up to.
Mm-hmm.
And the little ones, they just trust them and they look up to them and they learn really quick that's who I want to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a huge success. We've been open for 19 years. This is our 19th year.
Nice.
Wow.
And next year's our 20th year. We're going to celebrate, have a big carnival or something.
Nice.
And
what's the 20th year in anniversary? Is it like that the platinum year? Or?
It's almost silver. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'd have to look
wow.
it up.
That's a big deal.
It's probably cotton or something
years.
Boring like
yeah.
that. But you know, we'll get cotton shirts.
It's linoleum.
How about that? Yeah, linoleum. something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
it's just a big community. It's actually a small community, but we do big things. We do big things like do international trips every year, every other year. The COVID year, we were supposed to go to Greece and Italy, and that got postponed. But I believe probably next year we will go to Greece and Italy, that same trip we were going to do.
Nice.
We've been to Japan, China, Australia, every place in Europe, Germany, France, Spain, Belgium. I mean, there's a ton of places we went as well. Mexico, of course, we've been to. We'd like to do another trip to Mexico. We have visited the nations because we are a Tucson International Academy. And what's international about it? Well, we appreciate diversity. We respect other countries' histories, and just we learn from them. And we believe diversity adds dimension to your thinking. It helps you think outside of your own way, and it's less selfish because you're thinking beyond what you want and what your surrounding is and what you need. And because the internet has drawn this world close together, I think it's a great skill for kids to have, even kinder through 12th grade, that they need to start thinking of other people, not just always put everything they're learning in into the perspective of themselves. So I love K-12 together. It works for me.
That's something that I was thinking of that I never considered before, but I bet it's just such an advantage and such a tool for you, is like for those households where they have multiple children in the household, like you have, you know, three or four children all in the same building, and they're kind of like encouraging themselves, each other to succeed. And you have, if you have an issues with one, you can go talk to another, the older sibling, and be like, hey, Dion is acting up again. Can you go talk to Dion for us? And you have that in a special way.
We have so many stories of that exact thing. But one quick one is that, well, I can tell two quick ones. One of them is a big kid is getting in trouble, having a tough time. We're having a hard time getting a hold of the parents. So we're it's 2 or 3 days where we're trying to get a hold of the parents. But it's okay. The parent found out, you know how? Little brother and sister heard through the grapevine that their big brother or sister was in trouble. And so they've already notified the parents. Yeah. Parents have already called us saying, what happened? Tell me the details. And the big kid has total accountability. And it's vice versa. The little guys, why were you crying at school? You told them that mom doesn't feed you. That's a lie, you know. And the little guy's like, but the big kid is there to hold them accountable, and also to encourage each other. Like if they're having a tough day, like there was a death in the family and somebody's crying, you know, and so having a sibling or a cousin or a relative there to, you know, we give them time. Can I go check on my cousin? Sure. Go check on your cousin. They go and just see if they're doing okay. And if they're not, they can say, come on, we got to walk through this together.
That's awesome.
And when we do a performance, we've got K-12. So the whole family can come, and they're going to see their little nieces and nephews. They're going to see their neighbors. They're going to see their own kids. And we perform, and it's a lot of fun. We have at least 3 big performances a year. We have 16 de septiembre, because we do Spanish program, and we honor our neighbor Mexico and their independence, because we value freedom. We do Chinese New Year, which is fun, and we teach the Mandarin Chinese, and they have outfits, and they say poems, and they sing songs, and they do dances. It is just crazy what they're able to do. And the last thing we do that's pretty large is Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Everybody likes Cinco de Mayo.
It's coming soon.
We're doing a little Cinco de Mayo harvest party at our property. So we got lettuce and spinach and cilantro out there for the world.
This is nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. So yeah, we'll talk about all that and more after this break. That is Dr. J from Tucson International Academy that you hear talking. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John, here with Andreas Ruiz.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828. or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Hey everybody, welcome back for one more enlightening, informative, and entertaining segment of the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McLean here with Andreas Ruiz. He's looking dapper today as always. Mm-hmm. Got a haircut, right?
Yes.
Is that what's going on there? Okay, I see it.
That is.
Slick, oh yeah.
Nice.
He's been preparing. Yes. I can tell he's still, he does his morning workout every day. I've been watching the videos. You go on little bike rides with your son.
Oh, yes.
That is
yes.
the cutest
that is awesome.
Gosh darn thing.
Yeah, I love it, man.
On this planet.
He just loves to tell me his stories, how his day's gone, and yeah, it's really good bonding time.
Man. Love it. Yeah, we're learning. We're paying attention out here. Us fathers and mothers, right. We're like, okay, this is how you be a parent. This is how you have fun.
Yeah, that's
you
gotta, right.
You got to hang out with them sometimes, you know?
Yeah, man, yeah, I soak it in for sure. I had a day where I took three of my sons to a Suns game, to virtual reality, to laser tag, and to the zoo.
Nice.
And I think it's safe to say that's probably one of the best days of my life.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're paying attention for sure. Mm-hmm. And we have a good parent to our community
yes.
in studio with us, and Dr. Jay, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy. If you don't know about Tucson International Academy, find out. It's a K-12 charter school that your child can go to. If you're looking for your child to get into college, there are few better bets than that you will find with Tucson International Academy and registering your school with them. And the thing I have learned from Dr. Jennifer Herrera is that the sooner you start, the better.
That's right.
Yeah. And like a lot of people think that, okay, I'm going into my senior year, I need to start thinking about college. But if that's the case, you're probably 3 or 4 years behind because it's a lot of prep work to get into college. So I guess let's start this segment off with that. Like, what are some of the things that a student should think about if they want to go to college?
They should start thinking about their dreams, like what is exciting to them, like mm-hmm. what is a issue in the world that they might be able to solve, and what excites them and gives them energy as they participate in it. So if it is in raising money for the whales, then great, you know, raise money for those whales, go on some trips, mm-hmm. see some whales, get familiar with whales, learn about whales, mm-hmm. and then devise your plan, how you're going to contribute to that issue. Mm-hmm. For me, it was kids. I enjoy kids. I've always been good with kids. Mm-hmm. I just like them. They're funny. After I'm around them, I just feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which is weird.
That's your trick. That's your trick. I always wonder how you're just so bubbly and full of good energy and positivity.
Well, today.
Around those kids.
I was around a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Today is an exciting day because today, as part of our getting people accepted into college, we have a final meeting with the parents and the student, and the student talks about the university they have chosen, and then we go over their financial plan because you must have a plan for how to pay for it or it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
nice.
Then we go over like some of the how will your family life change scenarios, mm-hmm. like if there's a wedding and everybody's going and it's in Mexico and you're going to be gone for 5 days, but it's during the school year, mm-hmm. and normally you would just pull your kids out of school. You cannot do that in college. You will flunk and they will kick you out.
Mm-hmm.
So and the parents are always like, what, that's not fair. I said, listen, it's the rules of college. And yes, they value family, but they know that if you take time off of what you're focused on for every possible activity in large families, you'll never be at work.
Mm-hmm.
So your job doesn't let you do it. So how, you know, a university cannot either because there's just too much material being covered. And if you're behind, you're behind.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't mm-hmm. let you get behind. They just go ahead and ask you to leave.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so you really have to know like what you're signing up for. And I tell mm-hmm. the parents, you're going to have to defend them to your other relatives.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to tell the other, they're going to say, oh, he's too good for me. He's a college person now. I said, and that's when you as the parent step up and say, I beg your pardon. He's trying to do a very hard, difficult thing. It takes focus. And when he signed up for college, he signed up that he would not be able to leave on any day that is not a calendared holiday at that university.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say that about my son. And then that, and that's where it gets awkward, because a lot of families feel pressured by other families. Like, oh, I have to do it because it's family. Well, sometimes you have to tell family, in order for me to achieve this dream of mine, I'm not going to be as available to you. And think about us as adults. Like, are we able to just be available all the time? No. I mean, you cannot go to college. You cannot work. You cannot, like, say you're doing a lot of renovations on your house. You can do a lot of renovations on your house and work and have all your other responsibilities if and then be expected to drop everything to hang out with someone or to attend a piano recital or something. It's just not, it's not feasible. It's not fair. And so as families, I think we have to just remind each other that sometimes there's a bigger goal and it's temporary. It's not like you're never going to go to another family wedding. It's those 4 years that you're in college. You cannot. And so you just have to make it like that. Or if they really want you there at the wedding, then they need to plan it on one of your breaks. And that's what I did with my family. We just made sure it was always on one of the university's breaks. So it's so fun. So we just had 9 of those meetings this morning. Nine circle stick.
Do you want to take a nap real quick and then we'll get back to this?
Or? Yeah. I did while I was driving over. Huh. No, I'm just kidding.
Interesting. Well,
when you're saying that, about, you know, like it almost sounds like people need to set boundaries with family.
Yes.
Can you tell anybody, like, in regards to like boundaries, what is something that, I mean, you've learned or maybe you do to make sure that nobody's stepping over your boundaries?
Yeah, sleep. You have to sleep. And so you have to find the time of day that you're the most clear and you could get the most work done. And so if it happens to be like me, I only am the most productive from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Not really? Real conducive to good sleep. So the next day, if someone is expecting you to be bright and cheery at the office at 7, that is not going to happen with 5 hours of sleep, okay? And plus, that would be 4 hours because you got to have an hour just to get your body presentable to humans. So it's one of those things where you have to be honest. So I have to shift my clock back. But in our culture and society, especially in the coaching world, we preach get up early, you know, seize the day. Like, I know you have a very early schedule, but you also go to bed at night.
Yeah,
he goes to bed pretty early. And he wakes up crazy early.
I go to sleep like at 7:45, 8 latest.
Wow, that is awesome. I mean, I could switch my schedule around, but unfortunately, we all have those certain sleep circadian rhythms, and mine happens to be that. So I just have to adjust it. And so I used to, because I didn't want people to think I was lazy for having a later schedule. They don't know what I do at night. They don't know all the work I get done. They don't know everything I do. And you cannot do that all I do on a regular 8-hour day. There's no way. I mean, I work all day with people, kids, do the school stuff. And then at night, I finally get to my emails. And the emails are 2 hours. I get like 1,000 a day. And it's just stuff you cannot let go, because I run charter schools. I'm accountable to the state. I'm accountable to local authorities as well. There's a lot of accountability. And you cannot miss an email, because God forbid you do, you're going to get behind and then they're going to question you. So, yeah, it's just, it just is what it is, and I'm okay with it. And I used to worry if others were okay with it or not, but now that I've, you know, now I'm just older, I really don't care what they think. Now I'm just like, I know myself, I know what I do, and I don't need an apology, or I don't need to explain even what I do and why I do it. Oh, you come in at 9 to work. Well, yeah, because I went to bed at 2. But I don't have to tell them that. I can just say, how can I help you? In other words, none of your business. Because we are all accountable to ourselves ultimately. So, and be accountable to your passions and what fills you up in life. Don't do things that are wasting your time. Life is too short.
I'd like to also do a COVID check-in. It's like, it seems like you weathered that storm pretty well. Not to say that it's over, but I know this time last year, like, it was a very different picture you were looking at. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Last year was miserable, but we found ways to cope. I think the biggest thing was, as teachers, you want to teach real humans. We were not trained to do the online. A few teachers probably preferred online teaching, but most of us did not. Mm-hmm. I certainly did not. There's nothing like being in person and that energy and synergy and fun you can have together while you're learning very difficult material. Mm-hmm. So I like that. That is my approach, and most teachers and kids would agree. Mm-hmm. Some like the online, but I don't know how effective it's been. It seems to be effective only for about like 7% of the kids. That's mm-hmm. the, I don't know, more or less the research, two or three articles have said that same percentage. So I thought, okay, there must be a thing. Mm-hmm. 7%, we'll see. There will be more research and more data surfacing about, you know, online learners, did they do well? Did the in-class, you know, how about the hybrid? The hybrid was a bit of a... It could have worked, but parents and kids didn't understand the importance of consistency. If you're going to do hybrid where we're coming in 2 or 3 days a week and doing the rest online, mm-hmm. you need to pick the days and be on time. But they mm-hmm. would just drop in kind of like when it was convenient. Oh, I just went to the grocery store. I'll drop you off after. You know, mm-hmm. oh, well, well, we're going to go, you know, do this. And so we're going to be late. That doesn't work. So mm-hmm. I'm thankful that we're back either or. The governor made them choose online or in person. Mm-hmm. And that helped. And also, the governor gave school boards the option to lift the mask requirements. Mm-hmm. And so we had a school board meeting, and we decided to go with restaurant rules mm-hmm. that the kids, once they're seated, mm-hmm. they can take off their mask.
Nice. Yep. Nice. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that's working well because people can actually breathe and they don't mm-hmm. feel like they're going to pass out.
Yeah. Real quick, just 2 to 3 tips to stay consistent, if you don't mind me asking that, because I just want to pick your brain.
All right, you
with
have
that
30 seconds.
All right. First, you decide you're going to do it. Second, you schedule it. Third, you get accountability for it. Yes. Boom.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
She already knows what's up.
It's Dr. J. Yeah, that's why they call her Dr. J, ladies and gentlemen. So, actually, one more time. Tell us the three one more time.
Oh, well, so the first is you got to decide you're going to do it. The second is you got to calendar it, schedule it. Mm-hmm. Third is you got to, you know, tell somebody what you did, and they got to make sure you did it.
Love it, love it.
Awesome. Yeah.
There it is.
Well, take us out, brother.
Yeah, so Dr. J, thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate
you
having on all the time. I mean, it's every time we get some wisdom from you, and I learn from you all the time. So I appreciate you being on the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veterans Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Oh, no, actually,
no, we'll
see you next week.
Yeah,
check out Making College Come True. Good stuff.
Yay. Yeah, it's a really good show.
Yes, absolutely.
Peace. God bless you all.
You too.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.